You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive, the Quick Tip Edition. I have something fun to announce. Today's episode is actually being recorded live on circle.so.com. Link is down in my bio. You guys can join for $10 a month. I want to make it accessible where you get all the mental health tips, strategies, running plans, workouts, everything that you need to be successful in life for just a, you know, like a good price. And again, like you guys, I want to make a good price for a price of 2 cups of coffee this year. I can't re-record this. This is live. A price of 2 cups of coffee in a month. It's not even that. It's like a coffee, cup and a half now with inflation. $10. You guys can get access to everything. Live podcasts, support groups, everything that you need. So I'm really pushing that right now. Prices will go up come next year. But right now it's super accessible for a price of 2 cups of coffee, $10 a month. Anyways, today, this one is super close to my heart. It is Thanksgiving week. On the timer of this recording, it's the Monday before Thanksgiving. Most of you that are hearing this on podcast, it is now Tuesday of Thanksgiving before Thanksgiving. And for a lot of people, it's a really, really fun time. We're excited. We're like, oh my gosh, food, family, friends, everything is going on. But for some other people that have struggled with the thought of food, who struggle with maybe disordered eating, that struggle with the idea that they're going to have to eat, they're going to have to front of people, and they're going to have to sit with the feelings of fullness or whatever it is, it's not the best time in the world. And I say that with an open heart and I say that with an open mind. I, for the longest time, hated Thanksgiving. I never really understood why I hated Thanksgiving. But then when I realized I did have an eating disorder at one point, like I was not as healthy as I wanted to be. And I realized when it comes to the holidays and Christmas, because I hate them, the anxiety, that weird feeling I would get around those holidays that really made me hate these holidays, it was anxiety because I was worried I was going to get fat from eating all this food, from eating all these sweets, from overindulging, because Thanksgiving is pushed to be as stuffed as the turkey at the end of the meal. You don't eat all day, you eat as much as you can, and then you sit around and watch football the rest of the day. Like that is what Thanksgiving was supposed to be. And I was so thankful when I had moved to Florida that I could get rid of Thanksgiving. It doesn't feel like the holidays and I can feel like I go on with my daily life. And it was because of the thought of food. Like I finally targeted that down. So if you are, or you know somebody that may hate holidays and they've had maybe an iffy relationship with food, I want you to share these tips. And these are tips that I've experienced. They are tips I have worked through. And I can tell you right now, they are extremely powerful. Now, not every single one of them is going to work for everyone, but these are the ones that I remind myself every single holiday because it never gets easier. I honestly can tell you, no matter how strong that relationship and how much you build it back with food, it never gets easier around the holidays because you probably are a routine person that likes to keep things in a very controlled setting. So share this with your friends if you know somebody or yourself that's struggling with this and go into this conversation with an open mind. Okay, so I've got a good 6 tips here. And the first one is, I'm going to tell you right now, do not restrict yourself on the holidays. I know you're sitting here thinking like, okay, Sierra, if I don't restrict myself, I'm going to go crazy with all the food that I can eat. Like my mom makes everything. My family brings over turkey. Like there's 10 turkeys and I need to just eat it all. Because you might also have that mindset of you've restricted yourself enough where now you have to eat it all in front of you. So I'm going to follow that tip up with a tip number 2, and that is eat normal throughout the day. Yes, do the exact opposite of what everybody that's making the food is going to tell you. Don't eat breakfast, skip lunch, don't just wait till food. Starve yourself until you get to the turkey dinner. Don't do that. I promise you, that causes so much anxiety because now you're starving, your brain and your body are calling out for food, and you're going to have all this food in front of you. That's going to overwhelm you and it's going to send you into a spiral. So this is how these 2 tips work together. If you eat normally throughout the day, You will not be as hungry when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner. And you won't have to restrict what you eat and how much you eat because your body and your mind are going to tell you first. See? I love that. I love how this works. We have to use our body and our mind. It's made for this. So tip number three, following that, is when you are eating Thanksgiving meal, you've eaten today, you're not restricting yourself, but don't binge on the sugar and the stuffing because you can. So we're going to have to reel back the restriction just a tad. You're not restricting yourself where you can't eat it, but don't tell yourself, well, because it's a holiday and I've already eaten normal all day, I'm just going to binge on the pumpkin pie and the stuffing. Don't do that. Still feel like you're having a balanced meal. Don't restrict what you're eating. Still put that cookie, still put that pumpkin pie with extra whipped cream, but don't make that the main course of the meal. Still stick to what you know, the proteins, even it out, get that bean casserole, do what you can. Don't binge on the sugar. Now, number four, I'm going to tell you, this is my favorite hack of any meal, of any party, of any birthday party, whatever it is, grab a smaller plate of food. And I don't mean by like smaller portions, because you know Aunt Sally's going to look at you and be like, oh, sweetheart, you can eat way more than that. You need to eat, like, here, let me put more stuffing and mashed potatoes on your plate. You know that's going to happen. Don't let that happen. So what do? You grab the smaller dessert plate. I always used to eat off of dessert plates when I went to people's parties because I know they're going to be like, that's all you're eating. And those questions, that anxiety, the comments really creep in on you. So when you grab a smaller plate and you put the same amount of food on it, people will look and be like, oh, wow, she's eating a lot, because they're most likely not going to pick up on the smaller plate. They're going to pick up on the amount of food. Life hack. Right there. Use that anywhere, especially at Thanksgiving. Now, life hack number five when it comes to Thanksgiving is make some of the food. Now, I told you some of these will not be and not work for you. And this might not be possible, but I'm going to tell you right now, when you're able to make some of that Thanksgiving food, when you're able to help out with some of that Thanksgiving food, the relationship with food and the choices and understanding what's going into the food actually helps you a lot. Like, it helps me mentally so much where I'm like, oh, I know how this was made. I can eat this. Like, I feel better eating it because I was there when it was made. So if you can be in the kitchen as much as you possibly can when this food is being made, it's turning that exposure effect into something that's going to happen quick and something you're going to allow yourself to work with your mind when it comes to the turkey dinner. You've exposed yourself. You know what this food is. You know what's going to be there. And you can make a mental note of, maybe I want to really focus in on the stuffing and the turkey and not so much the pumpkin pie, because that stuff looked really good when it was being made and the pumpkin pie didn't look as appetizing. Expose yourself by helping out either in the kitchen or making the food prior to the Thanksgiving meal. And now finally, I know you guys, I pushed this one into the ground. Notice, name, and neutralize. I know on top of this, we're going to go through every single one of these steps and we're still going to have anxiety at the end. And I want you to understand that it's okay. You might not fully get rid of all your anxiety about Thanksgiving, and that is perfectly okay, you are not the only ones, no matter how your family makes you feel, because sometimes that can be stressful as well. So when these thoughts are arising, if you feel like, oh, I'm going to have to work out a lot more after this, or I'm not going to be able to eat the next few days, please notice those thoughts. The faster you can notice those thoughts that you're having, the faster you can give them a name. And I used to give them like the Thanksgiving name, like, oh gosh, okay, it's Thanksgiving again. Here we are. I'm going to have to work this off as much as I can. I'm never going to recover my body. Like, I'm going to feel bloated. It's going to be bad for the next 4 days. Notice that you're telling yourself this and name it. Give it the turkey dinner story, whatever it is, name it, give it something, a jazzy name, and then you can neutralize it. Then you can bring in these other things like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to have to do this because I'm not going to restrict myself, or I'm not going to go along with this story because it's not part of me. It's Thanksgiving and I'm not binging on the food. I'm not eating as bad as my brain wants me to imagine I'm eating. Or I'm eating on a smaller plate. Like, my mind might think I'm eating a lot, but I'm really not. Notice, name, and neutralize it. That is tip number 7. And you guys, I promise you, if you go through these, at least pick 2 or 3 tips and even share them with somebody that you know is also having a hard time this Thanksgiving, it does get a lot easier. And I think my favorite thing about it is you start to look forward to the holidays again, even with your family. And I think a lot of these I set up around the idea of not letting anybody else notice that you're struggling, because the questions that follow it are never fun. And it's never fun to hear your family tell you, oh, stop worrying about getting fat. You're so skinny, because that's the last thing we want to hear. So you guys, I really hope this helps. Please let me know how you're feeling this Thanksgiving. And if I can help further, I am on the Circle community right now. So if you do want to join, see these live every week and get further help, I'm here to answer questions 10 minutes after every single live session. You get your own personalized coaching and questions answered. Please join with the link below. Other than that, I love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, and get out there and run your lives before life runs you. Bye, guys.